misunderstood.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The labor market bounced back last month. Economist Stephen Juneau has the spin on this morning's numbers from the Labor Department.
I think it was a very strong report. I mean, when you just look at it at face value, I mean, we added well above expectations at 254,000 jobs consensus, and we were looking for around 150,000 jobs. And not only that, you got positive revisions to the last 2 months. So you really get a very strong report in terms of hiring.
Most gains were in hospitality, healthcare, and construction. The unemployment rate dropped from 4.2 to 4.1%. All of it could slow down the Fed's plans for more interest rate cuts. East and Gulf Coast dock workers are back on the job this morning after ending this week's strike. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CBS News Radio.
It is a big and complicated thing on the best of days to keep our supply chains moving. And certainly the impact is significant, even just for these 3 days.
We're told companies sweetened a pay raise offer from about 50 to 62%. Monday will mark 1 year since the October 7th attack on Israel, and Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei is looking back.
The Al-Aqsa storm last year, almost around this time, was a logical and a right path for the Palestinians to take. And Palestinians had every right
Israel
to do it.
Israel continuing airstrikes against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon today. The U.S. is working with airlines to get Americans out of Beirut. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
A second flight carrying Americans out of Lebanon landed in Frankfurt today. The State Department facilitated in getting 97 U.S. citizens and their family members out. This is the second of these State Department organized flights this week. On Wednesday, one took 100 Americans and their family members to Istanbul amid the escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
The Supreme Court says it'll decide whether to block a $10 billion lawsuit Mexico filed against leading U.S. gun manufacturers over allegations their commercial practices are responsible for violence and bloodshed south of the border. The ex-wife of a wealthy Trump donor is upset. Corey Lewandowski has gotten his old job back as an advisor to Donald Trump 3 years after she accused him of assault and stalking. Trishelle Odom tells CBS Mornings.
I was like, I really need help. I kind of explained. She's like, yeah, Corey does this all the time. Like, this is so weird. How is this okay?
The alleged assault occurred at a charity dinner. Odom did not press charges. The Dow is up 192 points. S&P ahead 23. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department closed a 35-year-old cold case involving an unidentified newborn found dead in 1989. Despite identifying the infant's next of kin through DNA, the Racine County District Attorney's Office decided not to file charges. Latrell Davis, an 18-year-old suspect in a deadly Racine carjacking and shooting, was arrested in Kenosha this week after evading authorities for 2 months. Davis faces several charges for his alleged involvement in an August 8th shooting that left one person dead and another injured. It's an end-of-the-day deadline for those seeking Racine's 14th aldermanic district position. The ongoing boycott by 6 council members could hinder the appointment process. If that situation is resolved by October 15th, a new member may be appointed at that time. The Piggly Wiggly store in Oak Creek will close in early November. The closure is part of a trend of Piggly Wiggly stores shutting down across southeastern Wisconsin this year. That includes a Racine location. Over 100 dogs and cats from South Carolina have arrived in Wisconsin due to Hurricane Helene. They're being sent to shelters across the state. Civic Media has set up a donation site for hurricane relief efforts. If you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I love this team. You know, I love them. I love what I'll never be able to duplicate 2024. And it didn't end the way we wanted to. And you know, tragically, actually, you know, it felt like it. It felt like a tragedy.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
It's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Of sunshine this afternoon with cooler high temperatures in the mid-60s. As winds become feisty out of the southeast tomorrow, shoves our highs to the mid-70s. Chances of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder at night. Then a cold front sweeps through, taking our highs to 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. She asked him why.
Why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
hair. WRJN, the Kyle Sills. Oh, I always get a kick out of hearing that song. I really do. New Barry, Barry Kyle Sill, did at one time live in Milwaukee. Yeah, he did. Him and his wife and his two youngest kids, Colin and Kara. Remember their names. He used to babysit them. Barry babysat my kids. Can you believe that? That would have been 1996 into early 97. And he was a great guy, too. He really was. He had his issues. He did. But you know what? He had such a kind, tender heart that to know him was absolutely to love him. They lived off of St. Paul Avenue there. And one of the saddest things that I remember was that his kids went trick-or-treating in that neighborhood that October for Halloween, and they got robbed of their candy, for God's sake. So anyway, Barry Kyle Sill, the Kyle Sills, and of course, hair. For Saturday, we have the Badgers. We have the Badger games right here on WRJN. 9 a.m. is the pregame. Purdue at the Badgers right here. You'll hear it live on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Enjoy shows like The Daily, Up First, and Consider This, available ad-free on Amazon Music. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free. That's amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Saying hook,
chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they're saying,
chain gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. The meanwhile, to work right here.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they're saying, my.
But it's Friday now. Yeah. Just hang in there on that chain gang just a little bit longer, Sam Cooke. You know, you spoke, we listened. Local news, timeless history. Yeah, they're back on WRJN, and this felt like a Carpenter song this morning. Hope you don't mind. And it's going to take some time.
It's going to take some time this time to get myself in shape. I really fell out of line this time. I really missed the gate. The birds on the telephone lines are crying out to me.
Next time.
And I won't be so blind next time. And I'll find some harmony.
But it's going to take some time this time.
And I make demands like the young trees in the winter time. I'll learn how to bend. After all the tears we spent, how could we make amends? So it's one more round for experience, and I'm on the road again. And it's going. Make demands. I learned how to bend. It's gonna take some time this time.
greatest voices ever. Karen Carpenter, the Carpenters on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and a song with a beat in it. Oh, yeah. I'm going to rate this one a 10 right here. Van Morrison is Brown Eyed Girl. Yeah, nice song for a Friday. Yeah, go ahead, crank it up.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game. Laughing and running. Hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping. And you, a brown-eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now, Mustang Sally, now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
awesome Wilson Pickett, Mustang Sally on WRJN. Yep, we got local news and timeless hits all right here. Today at 12:15, I got a neighbor who is so knowledgeable about music. He's like a walking encyclopedia. Or even, and does anybody ever even know what the encyclopedia used to be? So, okay, walking Wikipedia. That's my neighbor, Uncle Dick Trucks. Uncle Dick's picks today. Every Friday, he picks something and just gives us the rest of the story, a la Uncle Dick's version of Paul Harvey, to some extent. So anyway, Uncle Dick's picks today at 12:15. I'm going to do a real short thing of Motown and their contribution and a really great song from The Temptations that I'm excited to share with you. So that is coming up. At 12:15, 12:05, of course, we mentioned Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey at 12:05. And sometime between 12:30, 1:30, the artist of record, which means that you'll win the vinyl today, courtesy of Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And today you'll be listening for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, because Jim Filder of the group has a birthday. But right now, let's join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After evading authorities for almost 2 months, 18-year-old Latrell Davis was arrested in Kenosha Wednesday. He's alleged to have played a role in a deadly Racine carjacking and shooting in August. Davis, the last of three teenage suspects to be arrested, faces several charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. Police say he's connected to an August 8th shooting that resulted in a death and an injury. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says people should ask the Racine County District Attorney's Office why charges weren't filed in connection to an infant's death in 1989. Kenosha County investigators announced yesterday the closure of a 35-year-old cold case involving an unidentified newborn found dead in 1989. Due to a conflict in the Kenosha County District Attorney's Office, it was investigated in the Racine County DA's office. DNA technology helped investigators identify the infant's next of kin in 2022, but the Racine County District Attorney's Office ultimately decided not to file charges. Another pig is shutting down. The Piggly Wiggly store in Oak Creek is scheduled to close early next month. The closure adds to a growing list of Piggly Wiggly stores that have closed across southeastern Wisconsin this year, including stores in Brookfield and Racine. If you can take a pet displaced from the hurricane, check with your local shelter. Over 100 dogs and cats from South Carolina arrived in the area this week, and they are being sent to shelters across the state. Civic Media has set up a site for people to make donations towards Hurricane Helene relief. You can donate at civicmedia.us/help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Of sunshine this afternoon with cooler high temperatures in the mid-60s. As winds become feisty out of the southeast tomorrow, shoves our highs to the mid-70s. Chances of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder at night. Then a cold front sweeps through, taking our highs to 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Thank you.
Yes, it's WRJN. Kiki D, Elton John. Kiki D is still around. She's still alive. She still lives in England. Doesn't live in London anymore. Kind of doing the quiet life now as she's gotten older. It's Neil Diamond. I'm going to take you now to Kentucky on WRJN.
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day. If it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you. She got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me. She loves me. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you. She got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good Lord's earth beneath my feet. Gentle touch from that one girl.
Local news, timeless, is right here. WRJN. Beatles, Get Back, Loretta.
On behalf of the group and ourselves, I hope we pass the audition.
Isn't that awesome? I love that tail end on that. Anyway, it was one of my aunt's favorite songs because Get Back, Loretta. Actually, we nieces and nephews used to taunt her with that. So at the end, it did not become her favorite song. But, you know, those things happen. It's great to be with you this morning. Friday, always the beginning of a good thing, like football, because summer officially ended last night, as you totally know. But we got the Packers on the weekend. We've also got Purdue at Badgers tomorrow morning, pregame at 9 a.m. And, of course, high school football tonight. Waterford Wolverines at Westosha Central Falcons. Seth is at 6:30 tonight. And you can hear both games live here on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie. Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. With the special holiday season just around the corner, they deliver stunning, handcrafted floral arrangements right to your door. Rooted in family tradition, the Personal Touch by Julie offers unmatched floral designs at the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know. Take the light.
sensation. Ra-na-na-na. Ra-na-na-na.
Last train to Clarksville, WRJN, local news, timeless hits, 69 degrees, still cloudy though. A great song for you from Tommy James and the Shondells.
Timeless hits, WRJN.
Pictures on WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. And that song, Needles and Fins, was so awesome that in the 80s, Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty did a remake. And I'll just play a snippet of it. Song was about 2 minutes and 18 seconds, just a tinge longer than Needles and Pins just because they were doing it live. But again, when you got a great song, it doesn't matter who sings it, it is still a great song and it can be a hit 20 years after the fact, 30 years. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Here's my second that emotion. Maybe you won't.